Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The Girl Scouts have been tied to Planned Parenthood, teaching questionable sexual content, promoting the lesbian lifestyle, and backing many things that do not go with their original intent. Most, if not all, of those stories have come from adults. But now two teenage girls from Texas have said no more to the Girl Scouts of America and have started an effort to expose them. The sisters say, quote, "We want to do anything we can to prevent this heartbreak for other girls and their families," unquote. Today we're going to talk about their journey. We're going to tell their story about saying goodbye to the Girl Scouts and walking away from an organization they've been part of for 8 years. Let's face it, for a teenager, that's almost half a lifetime. My guests today are Sydney and Tess Valansky. Thanks, Sydney and Tess, for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much, ma'am.
And it's going to be an interesting story because we have had Patty Garibay on the program several times, talking about her journey as a former Girl Scout leader and, of course, her forming American Heritage Girls. So I'm excited to hear your story and how you first came aware of the questionable content of the Girl Scouts, because that's the best way to put it. So how and when did you first become involved with the Girl Scouts? And we'll give you each a turn.
Well, we started Girl Scouts about 8 years ago when I was in first grade. And our parents had, heard that it was a great, wholesome organization for girls. It was good for leadership and character building skills. And I know I had friends in the Girl Scouts, and so I thought it was a great, it would be fun and a great place to hang out with my friends.
Right, right.
And originally we were in separate troops, but as our time passed there, we ended up forming into the same group.
Okay.
The same troop.
Okay. So you started as first graders, or, it's a brownies?
I was a brownie, and then Tess, as a kindergartner, was a daisy for a short year or so.
We just had one daughter, so I couldn't remember which came first. So you started basically from the bottom and worked up.
Yes.
And through those years, you had the programs, you worked with your scout troop. But as you grew older, did you begin to think that there was something amiss? And if so, what was your first hint that something was, in fact, amiss with the Girl Scouts?
Well, actually, we really had no clue. I mean, the thing is, most troops are actually very wholesome and aren't like the national organization. But the first incident that kind of made us take a deeper look at the organization was the UN conference that happened about a year ago. And after that, we started looking deeper into the organization just to see, was this just a one-time thing or was it more? And what we found was that Girl Scouts frequently shows that they are not a good organization. And some of the most recent evidence of that is in their new printed materials, the journey materials. And in that, they promote a website called womensmediacenter.com. And on that website, there are tons and tons of links to different pro-choice websites and pro-abortion websites. And also, they promote a woman named Betty Friedan, who is the founder of NARAL. So that goes to show that it was not a one-time incident, and we learned that it was definitely not a good organization.
They also reference in their materials many women that are advocates of the same-sex lifestyle, such as Billie Jean King, Ethel Marie Smith, and Frances Perkins.
So they're, like you're saying, it's not just a one-time deal that they were participated in that meeting with in the UN. They're very much on board with all this stuff that,
yes, ma'am,
and promoting it. But you're saying, local Girl Scouts, and I've heard this many times, local Girl Scout troops, by and large, have not bought into these radical agendas that the national organization has. And it's troubling. I know that you guys obviously have weighed the whole situation with your local troop there, but it's troubling that local troops can carry on and do a, relatively good job with the girls, but yet some of that money that you all were paying in dues goes to the national organization. And in turn, that promotes their agenda, the Girl Scouts agenda. And it's troubling that they promote Planned Parenthood and the same-sex lifestyle. You're saying Billie Jean King is one of their heroines?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's very, very troubling. And just recently, Abby Johnson, who had been a Planned Parenthood director, she is exposing the Planned Parenthood organization, but also Abby's confirming what you guys are saying, right, as far as the connection between the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood.
Yes, Abby has posted on her Unplanned Facebook page. She posted on February 25th, 2011, most of Planned Parenthood's adolescent health material is sponsored by Girl Scouts. It has their logo on it. Girl Scouts can receive a badge for work at Planned Parenthood. Girl Scouts subscribes to Planned Parenthood's health education curriculum.
Okay, back up and say that again. You say the Girl Scouts can earn a badge for volunteering at a Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
Oh,
my goodness. Girl Scouts can receive a badge for work at Planned Parenthood.
That's, I didn't know that. That's tragic. That's what it is. There's no other way to know the word to use except tragic. That the Girl Scouts have gotten so far off the path, and so few girls and their families realize that. That's why I think it's such a good thing that you guys are doing and helping expose them. When you first found out about the UN, that whole connection with the UN and Planned Parenthood and Girl Scouts, I know you were in shock. Just as this stuff is being exposed to, you know, being revealed to people across the country. Now, did you talk to your parents or your scout leader? What was your next approach once you found out this was taking place in the scouts?
Well, actually, we were finding this out, of course, with the help of our mom, who was actually the co-leader of our troop.
She was a co-leader of your Girl Scout troop?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wow. So she was helping expose it, too?
Yes, she helped us find information on them, along with this. We actually got in contact with a variety of different people who we learned are also very concerned on this matter, and they helped us find more information out about it. And then eventually Sydney started writing a letter to different officials
in the Catholic Church
okay. to try and just get the word out about Girl Scouts.
Okay, because a lot of scouts do meet in churches.
Oh, yes. Girl Scouts is actually a ministry at our Catholic Church.
Oh, wow. So what was the reaction of your Catholic Church when they got that letter?
Well, we had a mixed reaction. A lot of people did not respond, but of those that did, most of them were very positive, coming from the bishops and the pro-life offices and the youth ministries. We did have some negative reactions, though, mostly from the Girl Scout boards, which were very negative and very defending of Girl Scouts and sort of accusatory towards us, implying that we had faulty information.
Oh, that you had faulty information. And how can they accuse you of that when you have the facts in front of you?
They accuse us because they don't use facts. They just dismiss it and say Girl Scouts is a great organization. It's been with the church so long. It does so much good. That doesn't matter.
So this church itself had like a scout board? Is that what you're saying?
I had written letters to each diocese within the church has a Girl Scout board, and I had written to the chair or a chaplain of each diocese.
Wow. So members of the board within those dioceses did not react positively to you?
Yes. They had the negative reactions we received were from the Girl Scout boards.
Now, you say your mom was a co-leader. She was a co-leader, so there are two of them. How did the other leader of your troop react when all this was coming out?
As far as we know, well, really, we're not sure. At the time, they had planned to stay in Girl Scouts, but we're not sure if she and her daughter are still in the troop or not.
So this didn't just affect you two leaving the Scouts. Your mom also left the Scouts.
Yes, ma'am, she did, and she has helped us and supported us since.
Good. Well, I know she was the one who set up the interview. She's your media, your PR person. That's good. That's good. You know, it's interesting that the reaction that you got from the letter, where you're stating the facts, and what you said was a perfect response, where they don't look at the facts. They just have their own mindset on what is going on in the Scouts and they don't want anything to upset that mindset. They don't want to look at the facts. They just want to think the Scouts are the good organization that they used to be. And again, it's troubling that that's the case. Now, you both are very much involved in the pro-life movement. Give us some information, or just give us a little bit of background as how you, Tess, and you, Sydney, are involved in the pro-life movement and how you became involved.
Well, I mean, we were born and raised Catholic, so we grew up with the Catholic Church teaching their pro-life teachings. And then in the past couple of years, through our youth group, we've gotten more information about the pro-life movement. And I guess we were just both very inspired by it. And especially after reading Abby Johnson's book, Unplanned, we really wanted to do something concrete to help. So we joined one of our a local coalition for life, and now we stand in prayer at the Planned Parenthood near us, and Sydney is training to become a sidewalk counselor.
Good. Anything else to say, Sydney?
No, that pretty much covered it. I guess that we just think that pro-life is a big part of this because Girl Scout has made a promise to be neutral on the subject of abortion, and they have not stayed true to that promise.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying one thing to the families and the Scouts, but yet they're doing something completely differently.
Yes.
As far as in their promotion of abortion and their partnership with Planned Parenthood. And again, it's tragic. So you guys found out about this, and with your mom's help, you got more information. You sent the letters out to the diocese, and a mixed reaction on that. But what kind of reaction did you get from your fellow Girl Scouts in your troop?
Well, our troop was actually not that big. We only had a couple girls in it. But we only ended up, I haven't really had contact with many of the troop members since then because they're mostly in my sister's grade and older than me.
Okay.
So I haven't really seen them since. But generally, I think most of them ended up staying or wanting to stay with the organization.
Willing to overlook the partnership.
Yes, they were willing to overlook the bad because of the good.
But you both have a strong conviction that those Girl Scouts are what they're doing is bad, and I totally agree that what the Girl Scouts, you know, what they're doing is absolutely horrible. And the fact that the Girl Scouts are misleading girls and families to believe that they're the Girl Scout organization that existed decades ago, and that's definitely not the case. Have you become involved in any, like, American Heritage Girls or anything like that?
We have not, at the time, chosen to become involved in any scouting. We do promote them as great options, and American Heritage Girls and other scouting options, too, on our website that we have created to tell everyone about this. We do promote alternative scouting options, but at the time, we are just committed to speaking the truth about Girl Scouts.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And yeah, now that you brought the website up, tell us about your website. How did you come upon the idea of doing a website, and did you think that was the best way to get the word out?
Well, after my letter campaign that we had sent out, we knew that we needed to keep going and keep getting the word out to more people, and we figured that a great way to do this was a website, because the internet is quickly becoming a great way to spread a message quickly. So we made our website, speaknowgirlscouts.com, just to spread the truth to people who have no idea what is going on with Girl Scouts.
And are you getting responses from the website as far as any reaction from those who come to the website?
Oh, well, we're actually getting some media attention, which is both some exciting and some maybe a little less than, but I think that's good because really it's we're getting closer to achieving our goal, which is just letting more people know about this.
And we have gotten emails from people, many of them, like I said earlier, defending Girl Scouts and not looking really at the facts. But then we also have gotten some very positive, encouraging emails from people, and some that have told of other girls' journeys who are very similar to ours, who have stood for the truth and made hard decisions but have gone with their gut and stuck to their principles.
And they have stuck with their principles, you said. Well, that's good. Maybe you guys can all get together as far as, you know, via internet and form a coalition or something. That would be good. But it's encouraging, though. I'm sure it's encouraging to you two that there are other girls out there who have walked where you're walking, basically, and taken that tough step to leave the Girl Scouts, because the girl, really, you guys have not left the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts left you because you went into the organization. You've been in the organization 8 years, and you, your parents were led to believe it was a great organization, and it'd be good for their, your daughter, you know, their daughters, and then to find out something completely differently had to have been, you know, almost heartbreaking to find that out. But it's good to hear that there are other girls who also are you know, becoming awakened to what's going on with the Girl Scouts. With your website, speaknowgirlscouts.com, say you put that together to get the word out. Of course, you keep that updated as to what's going on in the Scouts, and I know that you have a section there, Abby Speaks, I think is what that page is called, with Abby Johnson's information, her, you know, confirmation that what you guys are saying is on the up and up as far as the partnership between Planned Parenthood and the Girl Scouts. Are there any other thoughts on how you can maybe go a step further in getting the word out? Any other, another website or anything like that?
Well, right now, actually, we're thinking about contacting the leadership of other Christian denominations, not just stopping with our church, but going out to spread the word among other Christians so that we can just really hopefully get it to as many people as possible.
Good. Okay. That would be one way to help get the word out. There's no doubt about that, to contact the other churches, church denominations, because I'm sure that they don't know either what's going on. And so you guys have the support of your church. How about when you go, you guys are both in school, has there been any kind of reaction from your peers in the school setting?
Well, actually, I think generally, or 8th and 9th graders don't really
pay attention
to the media kind of that we're getting. And so I really haven't actually been asked about it at all.
Okay.
I kind of doubt that anyone has actually figured.
That may be good. I mean, as far, you know, there's no telling what kind of reaction you would get, because you've already said you've got some negative responses through your website. And it is sad that that's the situation, where adults are defending an organization that's not good for girls and teenagers. Now, give us a little bit of what is actually contained in the website itself.
Well, the website does discuss fairly in-depth the different problems we have found with the Journeys curricula, the different role models they promote there that are not appropriate for girls, and the different websites they refer girls to, like Tess said earlier, Women's Media Center, and some other ones that just point to Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers as the answer, when that clearly is not. And aside from talking about Girl Scouts, it does have the section about What Does Abby Say, where she confirms the Girl Scout Planned Parenthood connection. And it also has What Does Girl Scouts Say, a response from a Girl Scouts representative to some of our concerns, which is very dismissive in refuting, trying to refute the facts, but not really coming up with anything concrete. And at the end, just basically saying, well, we're not going to change each other's minds, so let's just leave it where it is. And then it does, as I said earlier, contain alternative scouting options under a section called What Can You Do, which also encourages the girls to talk, to spread the message and to pray about the situation and to consider joining an alternative scouting option.
Do you have any, of course, there's no way to tell, but, you know, as you're going through this whole journey yourself, I mean, this, you left the Scouts in what, March 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's been a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has the website been up?
The website has been up since the beginning of this month, the first Wednesday of May.
Oh, okay, so it's brand spanking new.
Sydney, yes,
Sydney,
ma'am.
Was the website your idea, Sydney?
The website wasn't necessarily my idea. It was just kind of an idea that was proposed by our connection of friends, as well as our family agreed upon it as a good idea, just to really spread the word.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't know, because in your bio you say you're a nerd. That's why I was wondering whether it might have been your idea. So it was a group effort then to come up with,
yes, ma'am,
with that idea. When I think of the reaction that you got from the Girl Scouts, or that leader you had contacted, It's almost as if she's saying, what you two think doesn't matter. You're just teenagers. Did you kind of get that feeling? I mean, you know, you presented the evidence, you've got the links to all these questionable websites, and you got the direct linkage between the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood, confirmation from a former Planned Parenthood director, but yet she can just ignore or just dismiss your concerns.
Well, yes, definitely. I think it is very condescending, and just like we can't make a difference and it doesn't really matter. We're not going to be able to even try to fight this giant organization, but we're doing our best. We're trying.
That's the general response we've been getting, but specifically from the Girl Scout response was actually directed to another person in our circle of friends that had written. She's a lifelong Girl Scout, and she had written to the organization, and even to her, a lifelong Girl Scout, the response was kind of condescending at the end, where it's basically saying, well, let's just agree to disagree. And so, but in general, yes, we have gotten some flack from being teenagers, where it just seems like people don't take us seriously all the time. But truly, one of the reasons why we did find the website was because we hope that it is powerful coming from teenagers, that not only are we saying Girl Scouts, we've left the organizations, but now we're trying to tell other people about it and trying to say this isn't a good place for other girls that are our age, girls like us.
And Sydney, you're finishing up your freshman year in high school this year. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tess, you will be a freshman next year. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're about a year apart. And what bugs me is they're dismissing you, but you two were in the organization itself. And you two would have been the ones directly affected by the liberal line that the Girl Scouts is headed down. Just the fact that they are dismissing you bugs me. And they have no right to do that because you were personally involved in the Girl Scouts. So give us your website again and some advice on girls who are currently in the Girl Scouts.
Well, it's www.speaknowgirlscouts.com. And we encourage girls just to go to our website or just find more information out about it, because really we just want them to make an informed decision if they feel like that organization is a good place for them or not.
Good advice. Good advice. And I really applaud your courage for doing this.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know, you didn't just leave the Scouts, but you're helping to expose them. That takes a lot of guts.
Thank you.
A lot of guts. And no matter, just ignore what the Girl Scout leaders are saying, because you are making a difference. And you will make a difference. Okay. Appreciate your time, and take care.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.